qualifiers were stayed right here on the mat together. There's a shot by Lushing as the headlock in. Brings it to the mat. Gets it to behind him. Brings it to the ground. And there's a takedown with armbar.
Shadow Lushing real quickly there with the armbar. Gets the half Nelson in now. He's got the armbar. He's got the half in. He's scoring back points after a real fast just duck under spin around there, folks.
Right on
he's
the edge of the mat right here at the far side.
He's working at the edge of the mat. Tries to pull his opponent back in. Gets Garrett Owens back in. Owens is on the mat and pinned with 29 seconds in the
effective
first period. We start this South Central Conference matchup, the first contested match.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
That was win 100 for Shadow Lushing. His brother Brett Lushing also getting to the century mark on career wins, both just juniors. And tonight we're back on the air, South Central Conference Blue Demon Wrestling, right here on your sports leader KIIC. It's the Blue Demons and Chargers going to go at it. We're on the road, traveling all the way down to Moravia, one of my favorite places to come watch a basketball game. The Moravia Fieldhouse, it's tight right on top of the mats tonight. Nice crowd here as we get into this double duel. It's going to be Albion Sheraton going at his first. Also on the other mat at the same time, simulcast. Moravia, the Mohawks, will be taking on Wayne, the Falcons, in the other matchup tonight. And then, of course, Albia will then take on the other opponent after the first matchup. It'll be Albia versus Wayne. And then the third contest tonight will be Albia versus Moravia. So this is a triple duel, folks. We're in for a long night of wrestling. So buckle in, warm it up, and stay right here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Wrestling.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with 6 Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Big Sergeant, coached by Scott Heavy, assisted by Zach Coleman and Todd Jensen. I'll be a coach by David.
Welcome back, everyone. They're announcing and welcoming in the wrestlers for tonight's treat of a wrestling broadcast. Wayne, Moravia, Sheraton, Albia, all going to go out tonight. It's Albia and Sheraton in the conference opener in round one. In round two, it'll be Albia versus Wayne. In our third round tonight, three duels tonight, Albia versus Moravia. And right now we're going to pause for the playing of our national anthem. And we're about ready to get started here from Moravia, putting on the old headset. My partner in crime, Joe Sinclair. Joe, buddy, welcome back. What a night for wrestling. We got three duels to bring tonight to our listening audience, and Moravia's treated us really well. The AD, Brian Bickle, had us all set up, wired up, and ready to go, and appreciate all that generosity.
Beautiful scene here in the Moravia High School Gymnasium. We're going to bring you a lot of live wrestling action, a beautiful December day, followed by a beautiful December night for wrestling in Southern Iowa, Jason.
Can't beat it, and it's going to be the Chargers and the Blue Demons going right out of the gate in the South Central Conference matchup, and that's the one that, not to take away from any of the other matchups tonight with Wayne and Moravia, but it's the one that's most important for this Blue Demon wrestling team.
It's the conference matchup. It's got a lot of good matchups in it. You know, there's a couple of real high-quality wrestlers over there on that Sheraton side, Jason. A couple of up-and-coming freshman for the Sheraton squad, and of course they've got their senior leaders there. Devin Harbert's sophomore, giving them some support there. I think he'll probably take them out at 26. You also from Sheraton, Nick Ryan there, freshman at 120. He's been competing real well. I think he had a third place finish over at Leon. You got the senior leadership, Jordan Bauman there at 152 pounds, Cameron Kotz at 285. So they are a balanced Charger team, and they've got numbers.
It's as deep as you're going to get. So, you know, those open spots for Albia, which they hurt them against Grinnell the other night. When you take those 30 points away from Grinnell that were in those open spots, you're going to have to count that all those points go Albia's way, but it's a 20-21 matchup and an even contest. It's going to hurt Albia tonight with the Chargers, so you got to really take advantage of those weights that you're going to contest.
Well, I tell you something else, too, that the Albia Blue Demon coaches have done. They have made a commitment to their wrestlers that they are going to be ready in February when it really counts. And it looks like we're going to start tonight at 160. I see Brett Leshen coming over.
They told me tonight they're going to start at 170, and we'll make sure that's what they had told me. And they were going to move Brett around a little bit tonight.
Brett bumped up to – Brett's at 70. He's out there on the mat.
Yep. So we'll likely have Andrew Chapman's going to come out and take on Brett Leshen. Brett with 100 career wins, looking to make it 101 tonight as he opens up against Andrew Chapman. We're underway here. Here's a quick shot by Leshen. Right to the single leg, going for the double leg, has the takedown, breaks down Chapman to the mat.
Chapman, a stocky wrestler, looks like he's every bit of 170 pounds. The long, lean Leshen, Brett Leshen, he of 100 career wins, cuts his opponent near the edge of the mat, and 21 seconds into this match, Jason, it's a 2-1 score. It's the opening bout of the conference matchup between the Albion Blue Demons versus the Sheraton Chargers here at the Moravia High School Gymnasium. First period action, 170.
Here's a quick, another single leg, Leshen in deep, got it elevated, goes for the second leg, has another takedown. It's 4-1 now, Leshen out in front.
Real
aggression, you see that, it's kind of a where they left off on Tuesday night.
A real nice job there by Brett Leshen. Got in there on the single leg, had his head on the outside, got his hips underneath of him, switched off to the double, got the takedown, and now he's working a butcher, and he's got his opponent turned over. He's turned over, but it was too quick to get any back points. So it's still 4-1. 4-1 the score. Deep waist ride here by Brett Leshen. He's riding with 57 seconds left in the first period with a 4-1 lead. Opening match action, Albia versus Sheraton on 96.7 KIIC.
And Leshen still riding on top, has that commanding lead, 4-1 here, 43 seconds to go. We'll try to catch you the other matchups on the other mat as the Wayne and Moravia are going at it.
Andrew Chapman from Sheraton in a little bit of trouble here. He's got the chicken wing applied by Brett Leshen. Yeah. Brett's got locked up with a double now. It should be over with 29 seconds to go. I think Brett's going
to
be able to get this pin. Yep, there it is.
All the shoulders on the mat, and there it is as Brett Leshen gets the opening pin for the Blue Demons. Albie out in front here, 6-0 over the Chargers. Just underway. We started at 170, and Leshen gets the pin for the Blue Demons. On the other mat, it's a Moravia. And a little bit of trouble over here. Maybe Moravia wrestler Alex Cloyd in a little bit of trouble.
And that pin for Brett Leshen came at the 1 minute and 37.1 second mark.
Carter Isley's going to come out. He's the freshman phenom for the Chargers, and he's going to wrestle at 182. And I'm not sure who Albie's going to send out. It may be Christian. Yep, they're going to leave that open.
Okay, that's
Carter
Isley.
Yep,
that's a forfeit for the Blue Demons at 182, and that ties the score, Jason, at 6-6. And you'll see this with the Blue Demons in their dual meets this year, folks. They're a really deep squad in the middle and at the very top, but they have some holes at the heaviest weights and at the lowest weights. So
well, here's a move that Christian had mentioned that they might make. Christian, my son, he qualified at 170, been put in the 182 spot, and tonight he's going to wrestle the 195 spot to take on who they thought they had a better chance against, Trevin Nance, of course.
Trevin Nance, he's wrestling for the Sheraton Chargers. He comes to the mat. This will be the third of the night. The Albion Blue Demons and the Sheraton Chargers are tied in this one, 6-6. Tied up at the center of the mat. We're underway here at 195 pounds. Summers from Albia, Nance from the Sheraton Chargers. And we welcome all of you folks from Sheraton and Lucas County listening in on 96.7. It's the Albia Blue Demons versus the Sheraton Chargers on the mat tonight from Moravia. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers bringing you all this live wrestling action. We're in the first period, 195 pounds. Our 195-pounders are sparring near the center of the mat. It's Christian Summers from Albia and Trevin Nance from Sheraton.
They're both of them looking for their shots. Not a lot of angles. Christian with a little push to the outside. Staying low. It's going to be important here to stay low against the bigger opponent. Trying to go in the duck under, and nothing there. They'll go off the edge of the mat.
Boy, and Jason, you just have to love this Quonset environment. It's a semicircle roof on this Moravia gymnasium. It reverberates all of the noise, and it just gives you that old-fashioned boxing ring feel, doesn't it?
I played a little basketball here in the day, and I love coming over here and playing. And I'll tell you what, when this gym is rocking, it is one of the noisiest places around. And everything's right on top of everybody. So There's not a bad seat in this house, I can guarantee you.
It doesn't look to me like there is, and what a great crowd for wrestling tonight. Yep. As we count down through 44 seconds remaining, first period action, Christian Summers in on a single leg, a duck under there. Nice counter by Nance from Sheraton. So they come back to the center of the mat, still neutral, no score, 30 seconds remain, first period, 195 pounds. It's Summers, Albia, Nance, Sheraton.
Well, this is where you hope that Christian's given up the sides, but he has that exceptional lower body strength that he's worked on, which helped him in football. Now, if he can just get that broken down and get him on the mat.
Yeah, really quite a bit of difference in size there.
Throw.
It looks like he's going to try a throw here. He's got the underhook, but with 10 seconds left, he kind of slipped out of it. A little bit sweaty there, but there's a good double leg takedown by Christian Summers. He's got his hips under him with five seconds to go. He scores the takedown with 2 seconds to go. First period over, and Christian Summers with a last 2 seconds takedown takes the early lead, 2-0. Summers from Albia over Nance from Sheraton.
It was real important that he got underneath him there, Joe. You know more about the sport than I did, but Christian just kept coming forward and was able to get underneath him and then drop that down into the double leg.
We took that shot with about 5 or 6 seconds left and did a really good job of keeping his momentum going forward. And both wrestlers are in the neutral position to start the second period. The score is 2-0 in favor of Christian Summers from Albia.
Christian on the move, ties him up but still at the center of the mat. They'll go off the edge of the mat and they'll reset it. Nance came out with a little more fire last time. And Coach Winger giving Christian some instruction, get down, drop down.
Yeah, Christian did a really good job of changing levels and getting low when he got that takedown at the end of the second period. And I think Coach wants to see him do that some more. They tie up, a little pummeling over here. We are kind of on the west edge of the mat and they go out of bounds to the west edge. As we get started here on the restart in the neutral position, there is a minute and 30 seconds remaining. There's a shuck by Christian. Couldn't quite get behind before they go out of bounds. So we'll reset it again for you, folks. 1:21 remaining second period. 2-0 the score.
We're tied up at on the teams at 6 here. Important matchup right here for Albia. This is an important one because you got to win the ones that are contested. There's too many open spots. Here's a shot in to Christian. Trying to get can't stay on the mat. Is it me or these mats just seemed a little bit smaller?
The mats are the same size, but they're very close together, Jason. They are very close together.
Wrestler's going back at it here. Summers takes a shot, fought off by Nance. Right at the edge of the mat, 1 minute to go in the second period. Christian Summers of Albia out in front, 2-0 here over Nance of Sheraton. We're tied at 6 on the team score.
We've got a little over 50 seconds remaining here in the second period. With a 2-0 score, Christian's really smart here to make sure that he gets good position before he takes the shot, which he did right there. He got a nice job of getting low, getting leverage, but near the edge of the mat with 44 seconds to go, they're out of bounds. So we'll restart it back to the center of the mat, bringing you this live high school wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC.
Christian's got
the bear hug. Nance tries to counter with a headlock, but Christian is too tough for him with the lower body strength. Gets around behind him on the bear hug, and with 26 seconds to go, the 4-0 lead for Christian Summers after that real nice takedown.
Christian's got to watch hold on here for 20 more seconds and keep him from getting the escape and hold on to a 6-0 lead here.
Well, Nance looks like he's trying to get out of bounds here, and he does with 11.7 seconds to go. We'll start back at the center of the mat in the second period at 195 pounds. The team scores 6-6. The Albia phenom, Brett Leshen, had a pin in the first period.
Should be 4-0, I think, is the score.
Had a pin, and that put the Blue Demons on top 6-0.
Yeah, sorry, I was talking about they were changing the score up on here in Chris's matchup. I had it 6-0, but it was 4-0.
Every once in a while, a scorekeeper will make a mistake, and folks, a broadcaster does as well, so please forgive us for those many errors and omissions that we're bound to make. Throughout the course of this 2012-2013 wrestling campaign, we get restarted. Christian Summers is going to ride his opponent, Nance, from Sheraton out to conclude the second period. He will take a 4-0 lead into the third period at 195 pounds, and the team score after Leshen's pin and a forfeit for the Demons at 185 to Carter Isley is 6-6. So the Blue Demons looking to go out in front here with a win by Christian Summers. Of course, Nance, he's going to try to have a come-from-behind maneuver here. They start on their feet again, and it looks like the Blue Demon wrestler, Christian Summers, in real good condition. You know,
19 pounds he lost in the first week in the wrestling.
He didn't lose it out of his thighs, Jason.
No,
That young man, I don't know what he can squat, but I bet it's well north of 300 pounds. Would I be right with that?
You're right. He is a very strong lower body, and that's his strength. But, you got to learn how to put that body in the right place to use that strength on a mat, and that's the real challenge in wrestling.
Well,
front here 4-0.
He's enjoying a 4-0 lead with 80 seconds remaining in this 195-pound match. But his opponent, I give him credit, Trevin Nance, he's coming after Christian right here. A minute to go.
There's
Christian in on
a double leg.
He
can lift him, bring
it
up.
He's got his hips under him, and he's going to get the takedown to make the lead 6-0. And let's see if he doesn't come up, try to break him down, and score some back points for the Blue Demons and get him an extra point with that 8-point win. His coaches are yelling encouragement to the wrestler, the senior wrestler for Albia, Christian Summers. He bars the arm. He's got 42 seconds to try to turn his Sheraton opponent, Trevin Nance, over. He's got the arm barred. He's working out top. Tries to get the headlock.
He's got it over.
He can roll back. He's got it in.
He's bringing it over. He's got to keep driving. That's where his strength is at. He's got it over. Now he's parallel. Now he's getting back points. Now
he can get the pin. That'll be 26 seconds. We're going to see a pin, Jason. With 26 seconds, looks like Trevin Nance. Chest to chest.
Chest to chest. He's got it down. We'll see here with 17 seconds. He gets the pin. Christian Summers with the pin and the bonus points for the Blue Demons.
And really a well-fought match there by Trevin Nance from Sheraton.
Yep, a good
Christian
effort
Summers
there.
A little bit more conditioning. And with 5 minutes and 43 seconds gone, call this match a pin for Christian Summers, 5:43.
So important that the Blue Demons get those bonus points. As I've mentioned over and over again, Sheraton on the roster does not have an open spot. And as we look down here, Albia's got a minimum of 5 open spots, one of those being at the heavyweight spot if Tim Coles doesn't go tonight, as Zach Davis, he hurt his rib.
Yep. Well, we've got a tie match now, folks, because Albia's open 220-pound spot yields a forfeit for Davis County, or forfeit for Sheraton. That makes it 12-12. And we're going to go to 285 pounds. And it looks like we're going to have
Tim Coles going to come out.
Tim Coles is going to come out.
Tim is new to the program, Joe, but he's had some wrestling experience back in West Virginia, and he's going to have a tough contest here.
Well, Zach Davis, he had I don't know if he had an injury or he's ill, but I see him over in street clothes.
Injured one of his ribs. I think he had a separated rib.
Well, I'm sure that's a painful injury, and the coaches will be watching that to make sure that Zach, he's a senior for the Blue Demon Wrestling Squad. A lot of high hopes for him to be wrestling at the Wells Fargo Arena.
Absolutely. Cole goes at it. He knots it up with Jacob Cohn, the sophomore. Cohn, boy, he's a physical-looking specimen.
He is a physical-looking specimen, but Coles has got a headlock in. Coles had the headlock in, just couldn't quite get his hips underneath of him. And
he changed it around if he can bring it the other direction and get the reverse. I think that's doing a good job of holding on to that back leg if he can just bring it in, but steps the leg across.
That's really not what he wants to do there, Jason. He had no leverage. But give Tim Coles credit. Wow. He got that headlock in there. Now he's going to get a reversal. He's got the leg. He's got the leg.
He can just get that head out.
He can get his head out. If he, Jason, where he's at right now, if he could grab his opponent's head, he could get the inside cradle right here and get a reversal and have a serious pinning combination. As we're at 285 pounds, Albia versus Sheraton, Jacob Cohen versus Tim Coles from Albia. And Coles lets that leg go, so now it's an opportunity for Cohen to try to turn him over with half Nelson, and looks like he's going to get him rolled.
Yeah, that was a...
Just gave up that leg a little bit there, but give Coles the credit.
Yep.
He had a lot of heart in him. Call the pin, though, in 109 for Cohen from Sheraton.
Yeah, that was a really strong move there by Cohen, and Tim Cole will learn from that. He had you mentioned it. He was right there.
He had a headlock.
Recognized that.
He needed to get his hips under him a little bit more. And we're going to see a couple forfeits, it looks like, here for the Blue Demons. And they're down 6 points now. Put 12 more on that, and they will find themselves with an 18-point deficit as they get into more wrestling competition.
Yeah, it's going to be after the back-to-back 106-113 4 foot by the Blue Demons. It's going to make it 30-12, as Joe just mentioned. Then we're going to go out to 120. This will bring out Shadow Leshen, and he'll take on either Nick Ryan or
I see Nick Ryan taking the mat. Nick, he's a good kid. A little bit of Melrose genetics in him, yeah. And I'm sure that his grandmother, who lives right here in Moravia, is probably in the gymnasium somewhere or listening on 96.7. And anybody that knows Pauline Ryan, tell her that her grandkid's looking good in his red shirt and singlet.
He's representing the family well in that Melrose blood.
Oh, yeah.
But we're Melrose boys, you know?
Oh, yeah. We got it in us, don't we, Jason?
Yes, we do.
Shadow Leshen for Albie, the standout 120-pounder. Runs a little shuck, gets behind. Nice quick move there by
Ryan.
Nick Ryan to spin out of it. No score, 15 seconds gone here. First period action at 120 pounds. Albie trails this match 12-30. It's a South Central Conference matchup between Albie and Sheraton from the Moravia Gymnasium.
Oh, what an ankle pick. Jeez.
Ankle pick there by Shadow Leshen. That's a two-point takedown.
That is not even fair. That's so quick.
Well, he's a very quick wrestler, and he's had that move all of his life. He's just very good at it. Cuts him there at the edge of the mat. Back to the center of the mat. Score now 2-1. Leshen over Ryan. Nick Ryan. Good overhead there. He's got the headlock in the front. But Shadow gets underneath and just got underneath, got leverage. He's got the half Nelson in now, and he's got Nick Ryan turned over. But give Nick Ryan a lot of credit there. He got that front headlock in. Tried a muscle maneuver there against Shadow Leshen. Just didn't quite have enough to get his hips under him and
fight this
something
off.
Happen.
That was a tough pinning combination right there by Leshen. He's still hanging on to it, but no quitting in Nick Ryan.
No quitting Nick Ryan. He's got 42 seconds to fight himself off of his back. Shadow Leshen's chest to chest. Yeah. He gets the pin with 122. Call the pin at 122. That narrows the gap to 18-30. The Blue Demons down by 12.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nick Ryan has nothing to be ashamed of there. I like the way that he came out, and he was aggressive after it. In that one move, he went in for the head and just missed. Shadow countered on it, and Shadow is so quick, he can make you really pay for the slight mistakes.
Nick Ryan's a good kid, and he's going to do nothing but get better, and he showed it right there. Real good effort.
Here we go to 126, Devin Harberts. Bobby Belzer going to go
up against Bob Belzer. Bob got his ringworm cleared up enough to where he can come to the mat and compete against a real standout,
a
good wrestling family from Sheraton, the Harberts. Harberts' first move is the ankle pick. Nice counter by Belzer. He gets it stopped, and we're near the edge of the mat, still neutral at 126 pounds. Oh, there's Harbert with a real quick headlock and a nice roll through.
That was an amazing roll through. Harbert's had that great hit, but then
the momentum was able to carry Belzer right out of bounds. But Harbert's for 126-pounder really hit a quick headlock there. Now he got in on a single leg, and I think he's going to get that one in for a two-point takedown. There's the two. He's going to try an inside cradle now after the takedown. Belzer to his base. So we're near the edge of the mat. Bob Belzer down 2-0 from Harbert's. Harbert's on his deep waist ride near the edge of the mat. Still at the edge of the mat. Looks like neither wrestler able to do anything. Belzer can't really hit a move by the edge of the mat. It'll take him out of bounds, and Harbert's really can't do anything for the same reason. So they do go out of bounds, and we'll come back to the center of the mat, reset it 2-0. Belzer takes the down position with 106 remaining. First period, 126 pounds.
Like the way Harbert's really comes at it, you can see that Harbert's blood, that wrestling pedigree out there.
Yep. And I didn't get the final score over here between Wayne and Moravia. A couple of they're thin squads, and their meet is already over. Those folks, and we'll try to get that for you folks who are interested in what's going on between Wayne and of Corydon and the Moravia Mohawks as we wrestle at 126 pounds on the west side of the gymnasium. It's Devin Harberts on top, 2-0 over Bob Belzer. Belzer gets to his base. Harberts puts the cross leg right in. Now he gives that up. Looks like he's going to try to lock a cradle up, Jason.
Yeah, he's working that to get the cradle in there.
He's got the outside cradle in on the wrong side, but he pulls it over and gets
tough.
Belzer to his back. Belzer doing a good job kicking. And with 35 seconds to go, he needs to try to get his two legs together and kick out of this cradle because Harberts has got locked up tight, Jason. There he does. He did it. Great job, Bob Belzer.
That was an excellent effort by Belzer.
Yep. The cradle is a maneuver where The wrestler on top gets his arm around the neck and arm around the knee and locks his hands together and is able to use that lock to cradle up his opponent like he's carrying a baby in a cradle and get him to his back and score back points. The strength of the wrestler in the down position is his legs. Bob Belzer did a great job there, put his two legs together, kicked out of that thing, and it was a three-point move for Devin Harberts, but Bob Belzer, nice job getting out of that thing. 5-0 the score. After that three-point near fall, we're going to conclude this first period. That will be our score.
He bars the arm back of Belzer, but that is going to go nowhere as the time expires in this opening period. Harberts, real impressive.
Well, he's a standout wrestler for the Sheraton squad. You'd probably have to look up and down their lineup and say, you'd probably have to call him and Carter Isley. They're two captains.
I was looking forward to watching Carter wrestle. Isley, just a dominating freshman. He's a look around the area. There's some outstanding freshmen. They're going to be wrestling around the area.
That's right. We'll keep an eye on that, Matt, when the Moravia Mohawks wrestle the Chargers. Carter should get a match with that one. There's a nice shot by Bob Belzer. Good counter by Harberts, and he gets a shuck and then a two-point takedown. Belzer back up to his feet with a stand-up. The score now is 7-0 with that takedown by Harberts on that shuck. And now he's going to try to work a butcher to get back points, and he's got Bob Belzer turned, and he's got that butcher locked up pretty tight, but give Bob Belzer credit.
Boy, he's tough.
Yeah. There's a three-point near fall there. Makes the score 10-0. And Harbert's really showing his quickness and why he's a state-ranked wrestler, Jason.
No doubt about it. And I really like the character of Bob Belzer here because it's three different times he's been in a place where, he could easily have given up the pin.
He's full of vim and vigor. He's not done moving. I mean, he's working. He's on the bottom position, but he's working, trying to get a stand-up. Now Harbert's puts the leg in. He's got the cross leg ride in there. And he's trying to stretch out Belzer and get him broke down with 52 seconds remaining in the second period. 96.7 KIIC live wrestling action from the Moravia High School Gymnasium. It's the South Central Conference matchup between the Sheraton Chargers and the Albia Blue Demons. We got a stalemate. The team score here is 18-30. Albia trails by 12 points over from the Sheraton Chargers. So Sheraton pretty well in command right now, but there's a lot of wrestling left, Jason.
A lot of wrestling ahead of us. It's going to be important matches to come, and it's going to be important for Albia to have Bobby Belzer hold off giving up a pin or a tech ball here.
Yeah, we
every point's going to matter.
We're looking for some points out of Bob right here to get the deficit narrowed a little bit. Yeah. Now we got an arm bar behind the back, that's a chin back that he's going to try to tilt. He's got the leg in. He's got the cross leg in. Bob can't get his arm free, and there's a one count. And nice job by Bob there with 14 seconds to go to fight his way off his back. Does not give up the back points on that particular one, but he still has not got his arm free. And Harberts is working that arm. He's just above a 45-degree angle, which is the max that you can bend a guy's arm behind his back. We go to this third period, 10-0 at 126 pounds, Harberts over Belzer.
Boy, he's relentless, Harberts. When he's riding it on top, he is relentless. But I love the way that Bobby Belzer's fighting out there.
Neither one of these two wrestlers looks to me like they're entirely fatigued, but
they're good.
They've wrestled hard.
Yeah, they have.
They've wrestled hard. So we're in the neutral position to start the third period. Belzer takes neutral. And Harberts ties up with him. They're pummeling near the center mat, kind of like a couple heavyweights there, Jason.
Filling each other out. Here's a drop down by Harberts. Nearly countered by Belzer.
He's got a single leg in there still, Jason. He's still got the single leg in there. If he can get his hips underneath of him, he's still got the single leg. Harberts sprawls back, gets real heavy on the head. And Harberts with the heavy on the head, Belzer has to give up that single leg. And now they're back to neutral. On their feet near the center of the mat, 1:25 to go. Belzer, Albia, Harberts, Sheraton. 10-0 lead for the Sheraton wrestler in this contest. And there's Harberts in on a single leg. Keeps the pressure on and gets the takedown. 12-0 the score now. And Harberts goes back with that arm behind the back. And the officials are right there on it, Jason, telling him can't go any more than that. No more angle than that. But he stops it and then goes with a half Nelson.
Bobby's going to have to get out of this. 3 points to come. And if can't get out of this, this will...
Harberts has got the reverse half in now.
Yes, he does.
He turned him over with a half. He got the reverse half in. And with 49 seconds to go, he's going to try to pin Bob Belzer. Bob does a great job turning out of it, though. And Belzer back on his base. And there's a three-point near fall, and that will end the match with a tech fall.
Tech fall, but excellent job by Harbert's out there. What a fight put up by Bobby Belzer. And unfortunately, he will go down to defeat to the outstanding young wrestler, Devin Harbert's. 126 goes to Sheraton.
It looks like at 132, we're going to have Bryce Leshen against Tanner Pausch. Pausch takes the mat for the Sheraton Chargers. They are ahead in this match 35-18. So the Blue Team has got 17 points to make up. That'll take at least three matches.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, nice spin move there, takedown by Bryce Leshen.
I'll tell you what, this is a tough kid. This Pausch kid's a good kid, good wrestler.
Pausch, a lot of experience. He's a two-time district qualifier. His grandfather was a state champion for the Sheraton Chargers.
Shoot.
So a lot of wrestling in the Pausch family. Cut there by Leshen makes the score 2-1. Bryce Leshen on top for Albia. Team score 18-35. Blue Demons are going to need to really compete hard here in the last five waits. So we got five more matches, this one including, Jason. A lot can happen in five matches.
Absolutely.
There's a shot there by Pausch, countered by Leshen. Back to the center of the mat. 1 minute remaining. First period action, 2-1. Leshen in on his deep ankle pick.
Oh, boy, he's in deep there.
He's got his head in between his legs. Got a little bit too deep in there. And now he's going to try to come out the back door.
And dump him over the top and sneak out there.
He's just got to take his time.
There
this is a nice thing. You got 49 seconds. Yep. Pausch knows that he's in trouble. He just tries to grab the ankles. Official gives him two. I think maybe a little bit too quick there, Jason. But he did give him two. So count score 4-1. I'm an Albia Blue Demon wrestling fan, but if I were from Sheraton and I were on sidelines, I would be a little bit upset right now. There's the 2 points, though. There's the 2 points. It finally came with 32 seconds left. Official knew what was going to happen.
It was inevitable.
He gave it to him 20 seconds early.
Leshen doing a good job working to the top, but Pausch tries to get to his feet.
Nice
Leshen
job
brings
by
right
Leshen.
Back down, a roll out there by
roll.
Pausch.
Granby roll, and then a side roll attempt by Pausch, and two great counters by Bryce Leshen.
Boy,
so with 16 seconds to go, they go out of bounds and come back to the center and recess.
The maturity level, the knowledge that Bryce brings to the mat as a freshman, it's impressive stuff. And the confidence and aggression.
And there's a drop down to a single leg after a stand-up by Pausch. Looks like we're going to have a potentially dangerous here. No points scored, no points awarded with 1 second to go. And 4-1 will be your score going to the second period. A two takedown performance in the first period by Albia's 132-pounder Bryce Leshen. He leads Tanner Pausch from Sheraton 4-1.
Starting the neutral position to begin the second period. They'll meet right back up at the center of the mat.
That was Albia's Brett Leshen's choice to take that neutral position. So he thinks he can compete real well with Sheraton's Pausch on their feet. There's a single leg shot by Leshen.
Just does such a good job of setting things up.
Well, second period here, they're not moving quite as fast as they were the first period, but I don't think either wrestler has shown signs of deep breathing and heavy fatigue, but both of them a little bit slower than the first period. There's a shot by Leshen. Almost got in, but a nice sprawl counter by Pausch. There's Pausch in on a single leg.
Counter by Leshen.
And it's the same exact thing. He got in real deep on the ankle, and he's all the way through in between the legs. So Leshen's going to have to come out the back. There he does. He comes out the back. Now he's got the trip, and he's got him down with a two-point takedown. Folks, he got him down. He got his head out the back, took the leg, elevated all the way up to the ceiling of the Moravia High School Gymnasium, hit the trip, came down in control for the two-point takedown.
He was looking to go right to back points, Joe. And that's that intelligent and experience level I've talked about is he had him elevated up, and he was looking to bring him down to his back, not just get him to the mat.
Yeah. And there's a side roll by Pausch, almost backfires on him because Leshen was waiting for it and almost caught Pausch halfway through that roll on his back, but Pausch able to get back around to his base. And that's been the move Pausch has had on the bottom. He's tried that roll twice. Now there's a sit-out switch, and he sits out, doesn't get the switch, but sits out and gets away. So it's 6-2 with 32.8 seconds remaining in the second period. Albie's Bryce Leshen on top, 6-2 by way of three takedowns, a couple escapes for Pausch. Now Pausch starting to puff a little bit. Looks to me like maybe we might see an opportunity here for Bryce Leshen to show how Albie's conditioning might be worth something in the third period, Jason.
Yep, we're at 132, folks, and Joe, I've been impressed with the conditioning. I'd say in the 3 years we've been broadcasting and the 5+ years that I've been really covering Albia wrestling, this is as good a conditioned wrestling team that that I've seen Albia have.
Well, I can tell you right now, the Albia wrestlers are they're wrestling a lot right now in the first part of the season.
Oh,
there's double leg takedown by Leshen. He's going to try to dump Pausch on his back. He's got
seven
the two-point takedown with 7 seconds to go. That makes the score 8-2 as they go out of bounds with no time remaining. But what I was going to say, I'm familiar with the training program that the Blue Demon coaches are putting their wrestlers through, and they're willing to sacrifice some lungs before Christmas for some lungs after Christmas.
Yeah, that's a-
and these guys worked out a lot harder yesterday than they did the same week last year. But last year the coaches felt like there was a little bit of a difference between the Albia conditioning at the end of the season compared to the beginning of the season, and they're just working these guys' tails off, and you might see an Albia wrestler get a little bit of fatigue because he was working real hard in practice last night, but the coaches know that that's going to pay off.
Absolutely.
Come February.
Technical violation.
He called a locking hands.
Hands. Yep.
Bryce Leshen's been wrestling a long time. Of course, that official's been officiating a long time.
Yeah.
Uncle Nick Pickrell, the coach, he's just shaking his head and said, "Cut him." So we're gonna have the score be 8-4 now. Penalty point for locking hands for Harbors, and an escape as Leshen lets him stand up, neutral position to start. 1:30 to go, third period action. Albia versus Sheraton from the Moravia High School Fieldhouse on 96.7 KIIC. And we're streaming live on KIICradio.com. This 132-pound match is brought to you, folks, by Summers Insurance as Bryce Leshen gets a shuck by and another takedown. And that's his fifth takedown of this match, Jason. He cuts him again immediately, 10-5 the score now.
Well, he's a takedown machine. There's no doubt about that. And he's been the aggressor. Here's a
double leg. He goes to the single leg. He's got his head on the inside. If he can, a little bit of out-of-bounds action there. He needs to get him pulled back in. They're right near the edge of the mat. Leshen keeps his toes in. He just they're out-of-bounds, still neutral.
Not enough.
Just
mat,
ran out of real estate.
Not enough mat.
This match is lopsided in favor of the Sheraton Chargers right now, folks. They're ahead 18-35 on the team score. The Albia Blue Demons have given up 4 open weights. 24 of the points are from the forfeit.
Real important matchup right here, and it'd be nice to get those bonus points. And I know that's what they're hoping for right here. Leshen, Bryce Leshen at 132, and Pausch going at it. 30 seconds and counting. Third period.
There's a shuck by Leshen. Pausch tries to cast over. And a nice move there by Pausch to keep from getting thrown to his back, but it's a takedown for Bryce Leshen. He leads 12-5. Coaches are telling him to cut, and with 12 seconds to go, he does cut. 12-6 to score now. There's a double leg. Not there. And out of bounds.
Get those extra, those bonus points right here. He's going to have to make a takedown real quick here.
2.8 seconds. It's going to happen pretty quick. There's a shot and no stall call on the sprawl by Harberts. And, boy, I tell you what, Tanner Pausch did a nice job fighting there. That's going to move the score to 21-35 on the 12-6 win for Albia's Bryce Leshen.
Going to 138, it'll be Tyler and Nance. Caleb White and
Tyler Nance, he takes the mat for the Sheraton Chargers. He had a couple pretty good matches last year.
Yeah, 138, 145, 152, 160 still ahead of us. So these are must have points right here.
And we do want to thank all the folks from 96.7 Thunder Country. They're listening in from Sheraton, from Moravia, from Albia, and all across the land. Here's a Kelly move by Caleb White.
He's so good with that. Unbelievable.
He's
That's
got
a
it. Now he
move,
turns
no
it
doubt.
Into a butcher. He looks like he's going to maybe try to turn that into a cradle.
Yeah.
2-0 the score after that takedown. Nance is broken down. Looks like White willing to try to work that tilt. He's got the deep waist in now. Deep waist in on the right side. A sit out by Nance. 1:20 to go, first period action, 138 pounds, Albia versus Sheraton. Now here's White, going to try a tilt. Stand up by Nance, though, and we're out of bounds with 109 to go.
Caleb doing a really good job of riding there and working his way up, trying to get him turned over. Now he'll have to cover here with 109 to go in the opening period out in front, 2-0, Caleb White.
Nance's first move is a stand up. Nice job by Caleb White, taking it away, pressures him down by the arm. And White gets out to the side. He's working up on the arms. Stand up again by Nance. And looks like White's going to. No, he isn't going to cut it.
Oh, off the mat they go. That was a nice.
Little roly poly action with 50 seconds to go out of bounds. 2-0 the score. First period, Kelly move takedown by Caleb White. Nance sets at the center. White covers. And off the whistle. First move is a Granby roll. And Granby roll comes up, Nance with a leg. Nance has got the leg. Looks like Caleb White's going to try to keep pressure on the hips. And yes. There's another roll by Nance, and he almost got caught in that one. He still got that leg, though, and that kept it from being trouble. But actually, Caleb White might be in just a little bit of trouble here. He's got the leg in on a cross-leg ride. He's going to try to get some back points. But Nance rolls through it and gets a two-point reversal. Just a little bit high there was Caleb White on that.
There's a switch
and a re-switch. And there is out of bounds. Should be 1 point. Yes, 1 point out of control there it was. So it's the 3-2 score. Caleb White on top. Just a little bit too high was Caleb White after that one Granby roll. The wrestler Nance, he wristed a little bit, kept a hold of that leg, and was able to get a reversal. And then Caleb, with a switch, almost got it, but it was near the edge of the out of bounds. Had to settle for an escape. So he leads 2-1. He's going to try to get behind on a takedown, and there it is. With 1.4 seconds, they call it out of bounds. That's probably the right call. Yep. There were a lot of limbs out of bounds and not very many in. Okay, we're going to go to the second period, 3-2 at 138 pounds. Caleb White on top.
Green defers. We'll see here. All right, they're going to start in the down position. Sheraton.
Tyler Nance takes down. His Sheraton Charger squad enjoys a 14-point team score lead here. We're going to wrestle this match and three more. And there's a whistle violation. Should be a whistle violation against the official, but he's going to caution Green. That would be Caleb White. So Caleb's got a whistle violation. Now that time he did it right, Jason. He got him set and then he blew the whistle quickly. These wrestlers are conditioned like a drag racer, folks.
Oh, yeah,
they see that light go yellow, they know it's going to go green real quick. There's Caleb White. A switch by Nance. It looks like Nance might be able to work that switch into a reversal here, Jason, but we're out of bounds.
Wow. The edge of the mat was kind to Caleb that time.
It was kind, so was the official.
Yeah.
So officials are they're a little rusty at the beginning of the season. They can have a little bit of rust on.
These guys have
This is the official that the high school wrestlers, doesn't matter which school they are from, Jason.
Right.
They refer to him as Mr. Red, Mr. Green, because he doesn't recognize what school they're from. He doesn't know who they are, but he knows what color their leg band is. So he calls them Mr. Red and Mr. Green based on their leg band. Nance is out now to tie the match with a stand-up escape. 1:20 to go, second period, 3-3. So Nance gets loose on his turn in the down position. We're near the center of the mat, and White drags him out. We'll reset it. Neutral, 109 remains, second period, 138 pounds. Good shot by Nance. Nice sprawl counter by White. Nance right back in on a single leg. And, Caleb White might have a cradle hooked up here, Jason.
He's got the cradle on.
He's got the cradle hooked up. If he can get it.
He had to let go of it, don't know.
He had to let go of it, but I think he's going to be able to get the two. There's two. Yep. 5-3, the score now with 48 seconds to go. Nance is going to try a stand-up. They're near the edge of the mat. White in, trying to put the head in the hole, bend that left arm out, and Nance is out of bounds. We're going to call it reset with 39 seconds to go. Caleb White leads 5-3. Real nice by Caleb White there with the takedown here at 138
Absolutely.
Pounds.
Caleb now going to cover. It was strong covering in the first period. He's going to have to be strong here.
By Nance, and I'm real impressed with the Sheraton wrestlers, Jason, with their sit-outs and with their rolls. They have been effective, and that one there was almost effective enough to get a reversal, and I tell you what, he got a hold of that leg and just kept a hold of it, and he's going to get a reversal out of it, and he does. There it is. And now he puts a cross leg right in. Nance does. Yep. Sit out, switch by White, but with that leg in, it's hard to score points on a sit out with that. And now Caleb White in danger of giving up back points because that leg is still in. Now, if Caleb White could just – now there is five to score with the switch. And once again, Jason, the Sheridan wrestlers are relentless on the bottom. They stand up. They sit out. They switch. They've had two different types of rolls, the Granby roll where they roll shoulder to shoulder and the side roll where they roll side around. So it's been a –
You've gotten to see a different move out of every time.
This is the first time we've seen Caleb
combinations
White.
Of moves.
There's Caleb White with a sit out. He sits out, switch, a step over by Nance. So White's going to have to go to something else. Now Nance with the leg. He works back up to the top. Now a stand up by Caleb White. Stand up, switch, and they're out of bounds. Still no change. 5-5 to score. 138 pounds. It's White from Albia.
Stand-up, switch, Nance counter, stand-up, switch, counter. That's three straight times.
Well, these two wrestlers are very similar in their wrestling style, Jason. They both like to wrestle off the mat. Could have been a whistle violation there on Nance, but not called. Now Caleb White with the stand-up again. Oop, there's a potentially dangerous, and the official didn't catch that. So Caleb broken down now. Nance with the T-bar in. White clears his hand, glances at the clock, sees there's plenty of time left. 120 is the time in the third period. 120 remains in this 138-pound match. Now White gets to his base, stands up.
There.
Nance puts the cross leg in, takes that stand up away. Nance is a little bit high, but he's got that leg in. It's like Nance is going to try to turn Caleb White. Caleb White going to try to sneak out the back, Jason.
I think he's going to be able to come out the back door if he's a...
He's got a hold of the left arm of Nance. So Nance's right leg is in.
50 seconds to go, Joe.
Nance's right leg is in. Caleb White trying to get out the back door with 47 seconds to go. Now Nance tries a half Nelson with the leg in. He's got both legs in now. And they're going to start to count back points here pretty quick.
Oh, Caleb's doing a good job of trying to fight this off. He's got to hold on. Now if he can come out the backside, he's going to have a chance to come out the backside here.
That's real hard on a wrestler's arm there. That should have been called a stalemate or a...
Caleb White, he's coming out the backside. He's trying to sneak his way out. 20 seconds to go. Caleb White with a tie at 5. 19 seconds. White coming out the backside if he can get through with it.
Well,
he's got his head
at the very least. At the very least, it's an escape.
And
potentially
dangerous.
Nope. That's a figure four on the head. That is a 1 point for Caleb White. The score is now 6-5.
Wow.
Yep, that's a figure four on the head. When Caleb White, folks, the Sheridan wrestler had both legs in around the body of Caleb White. That is totally legal. Caleb White started to come out the back, and when he was getting out the back, the last thing that his legs were around was his head, and the wrestler has to let go when that happens. And he didn't, so it was called a figure four on the head. Caleb White is right in front of us. He's bleeding from the top of his head and from his nose. There are 13.8 seconds remaining in the match. When we reset it, Caleb White will be in the down position. He leads 6-5 because of the penalty point for the illegal hold, figure four on the head.
So from a strategy standpoint, does Pausch cut and go for the takedown? Or does he try to do the he's going to have to turn
it? The Sheridan wrestlers are talking to their wrestler, Nance, right now, and he's done a real good job competing against a state qualifier from last year, Caleb White. But I think they'll probably do just that. They'll probably just have him cut him and try to get a takedown to tie this match because with 13.8 seconds to go, I don't think you're going to turn Caleb White over.
No.
It's been a long time since that happened.
Nance has done a heck of a job here. Along with White, this has been a battle.
It's been a great battle. We're in a great South Central Conference rivalry between Sheraton and Albia. You know, just down Highway 34, county seats in Lucas County and Monroe County. Sheraton's had the better of this one so far. They're leading 35-21 in the contested matches. The Albia Blue Demons are well in control, but you throw 24 points in there for the open weights that Albia has, and it's going to be tough for the Albia Blue Demons. They're going to have to really compete well in the weights that they do compete because they do have
this is an important one right here.
Four out of 14 weights open.
You're going to have to get this one, really. You have three matches after.
Well, you look at the – and there we are, right. There's the cut. So the score is 7-5 with 13.8 seconds to go. Caleb White is ahead 7-5. He sprawls. Could have been a stall call there.
Good job there by White.
And a nice job by Caleb White sprawling with 7.6 seconds to go. 6 seconds to go. Caleb White got rid of 10 of those, or half of those ticks. And there's a shot. We're going to have a stall call against Caleb White.
Caleb in on it. Oh, nearly got the off the edge of the mat. Boy, that was some kind of a move by Caleb.
Now, Caleb White just needs to dance around it.
Yep, and does just that, Joe. And Caleb White holds on to get the win. But what an effort by these two wrestlers. This is the
that was a 7-5 hard-fought win for Caleb White. But he narrows the gap to 24-35. It's an 11-point advantage. And we're going to see Houston Clair take the mat for the Albia Blue Demons. His opponent is going to be
Stephen McCurdy or Evan Havoc.
It looks like listen to the announcer here. So it's McCurdy for Sheraton, Sinclair for Albia. McCurdy, stocky junior wrestler. Sinclair a little bit longer and leaner.
I think this might be John Flattery's nephew.
That could be right. That could be right. We're just underway, first period, 145 pounds.
And, of course, your son.
That would be Bobby Hugh Sinclair. He likes that linebacker position for Coach Staten and works real hard in the wrestling room for Coach Pickrell, Coach Wenger, Coach Folkerts, Coach Beal, Coach Schofield, head Coach Wenger over there, shouting on all the encouragement that he can for his Albia Blue Demon wrestlers. They're down 11 points in this contest, but this thing's far from over.
We got three straight matches here. We got to get a bonus point along the way.
That is right. That is right. They're still on their feet, sparring at the center of the mat. We count down through 1:12 to go here. First period action at 145 pounds. McCurdy from Sheraton, Sinclair from Albia. Off the edge of the mat, and we'll reset it with 101 to go, Jason.
Boy, I like the way Hugh's going at it. He's bringing it right to McCurdy. McCurdy, that stocky wrestler, it's hard to get down and get below him.
Looks like Hugh's going to try to work some pummeling action there. He must think he saw something in that first minute of action that opens up a throw or something. But there he is on a single leg. Counter by McCurdy. Sheraton coaches encouraging McCurdy to bring the action to the Albia wrestler. 39 seconds remain, first period, no score at 145 pounds. A little bit of sparring at the edge of the mat now. Now we get back to the center. Both wrestlers content to kind of pummel here. Yeah. Only been one shot in this opening period with 22 seconds remaining.
Not been a lot of angles here. Both wrestlers feeling their way out. 14 seconds to go, no score. Just underway here in the opening period at 145.
There's a headlock attempt by McCurdy. Counter by Hugh. So we're with 5 seconds to go. It looks like going to go to the second period with no score.
Very good.
And that's what happens at 145 pounds from the Moravia Gymnasium on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. We want to thank all of those folks that are tuning in, listening to this live wrestling action. It's Albia versus Sheraton in South Central Conference wrestling action. The team score is 24-35. We got this match and two more left, Jason. And the Albia Blue Demons are behind 24-35.
You got to win them all and get a bonus point along the way.
Houston Clair takes a down position to start second period. His first move is to stand up. McCurdy in on the hands. Looks like we're going to have a stall call here.
Those
nope, there's
broke.
Locking hands.
Yep.
And they're out of bounds.
Edge of the mat.
Nick Pickrell gives Hugh some coaching there. He gets back set. Sinclair set. McCurdy covers. And off the whistle, it's a stand-up again. And they're out of bounds again.
The edge of the mat.
We'll reset it again with 1:47 to go. 13 seconds gone here in the second period. And we've already been out of bounds twice on that stand-up. See if that's the same move for Sinclair off the whistle again or if he tries something
straight
else.
Up quick.
There's a stand-up again. And there's a trip by McCurdy. Takes him back down. Sinclair out of bounds again with 1:39 to go.
He's been quick on the initial step up.
Well, he's not been able to clear
yep.
his legs. Now there he's in. If you would just stop right there, he would get a stall call. He just needs to stop right there.
And now he turns around. Now he's out. Wrestler, he's down. He's got
one to zero. 1-0, and they're out of bounds.
All right, let's go.
1:28 to go. So the fourth time was a charm there, Jason.
Good work there. Relentless was you on the bottom, and now he's got the lead with 1:23 to go. Second period, 1-0, U. Sinclair.
Well, I'd like to see a couple of angle shots here, Jason, where Hugh kind of changes angles, and there was a shot in on a double leg. Sprawl counter by McCurdy. Now Hugh's in there with the arm, and they split up. 1 minute remains, and there's blood.
Yep.
So blood timeout. McCurdy has got blood coming out of we're going to get a good look at that, Jason, because the blood point
right
is right in
here.
Front of us. Looks like he's right in the middle of the bridge of his nose coming down. Hugh Sinclair getting some encouragement. This gives us a chance to reset for you folks on 96.7 KIIC and streaming live on KIICradio.com. We've got all kinds of great folks listening in from Sheraton, Albia, Moravia, Wayne of Cordon. That's who's wrestling tonight. Want to thank all of those wrestlers for listening in. And we've got a barn-burning wrestling match going between Sheraton and Albia. Sheraton ahead 35-24 as they come into the competitive matches in the middle of the Albia Blue Demon lineup. And looks like we're going to get back started in the second period at 145 pounds. It's Houston Clare ahead 1-0 over McCurdy from Sheraton.
This is go time for the Blue Demons. A must win here as Albie's got a 145, 152, 160.
Ooh, there's a deep single leg shot in there by McCurdy. Counter by Sinclair with the sprawl.
Great counter.
And he works to a front headlock position. And McCurdy back in on the double leg. Sinclair still in on the headlock. And Sinclair with pressure on the head. No score yet.
There's a single leg out the edge of the mat.
There's a two-point takedown.
Got the two. You, Sinclair, and what a counter there, Joe, by you. Had that headlock in, and that's where that strength came in.
He got the front headlock in after a real good deep single leg shot. Sinclair put the whizzer in, switched it off to a front headlock, and was able to drop that right arm down, grab the left ankle, and get the two-point takedown. And there's a caution on Sinclair. And this official is slow. Once he gets the wrestler set, these wrestlers are like drag racers, Jason. When that light goes yellow, they know it's going green right away, and we've had some slow whistles from this official.
Covering him. There was
another slow whistle.
Sit-out attempt by McCurdy, countered by Sinclair.
3-0 is the score after that takedown by Sinclair. He's got his opponent, McCurdy, broken down now. Looks like he's going to try a chicken wing. McCurdy trying to get back to his base. Sinclair gives up the chicken wing. Puts a deep waist in. McCurdy's up, tries that switch.
Oh,
a nice counter by Sinclair with 16 seconds to go. He puts the head in the hole. There's a stand-up by McCurdy. Sinclair up with him, gets down on his legs, takes him down near the edge of the mat, and we're going to be out of bounds with 6.1 seconds to go. And my goodness, Jason, this Sheraton squad really works hard from the bottom. The Albia wrestlers have had no time to set things up. The Sheraton wrestlers off the whistle are just dynamite.
McCurdy just showing a
Sit-out right off the whistle, and really an effective sit-out. If that sit-out would have happened with 20 seconds left, Jason, might have been a different result.
Absolutely.
But Hugh Sinclair rides him out, so he'll take a 3-0 lead into the third period. McCurdy will take the down position and try to work his first points from the bottom.
I think this is Mark McCurdy's son, if I'm not mistaken. I may have it wrong, but
all right.
Mark, volunteer fireman over at Russell.
Switch sit out there by McCurdy. He goes right back to it. So he's had two sit out switches in the first 7 seconds. Sinclair trails right along behind. Now Sinclair's got him broken down. It's 3-0, third period action, 145 pounds. Albia versus Sheraton. Sinclair versus McCurdy. Now there's another sit out switch, and that time Sinclair gives up the switch, and it's a 1 point escape for McCurdy. So they're on their feet now, Jason. 3-1 the score.
Back-to-back really contested matches. And here's in on a single leg is you, and they go off the edge of the mat. Just missed from getting that one landed.
And now Hugh Sinclair has blood. And we'll see that. Oh, and it's pouring out of the right nostril, isn't it, Jason?
Yeah, that's like a little river action going on.
Well, we got blood kits here. And that's the only thing, Jason, that you'll stop a wrestling match for is for blood. There's no injury timeout. There's no I'm tired timeout. There's no I want to decide what I'm going to do here timeout. It's blood. That's the only thing I'll stop it for.
There ain't no timeouts.
When I was a wrestler, Jason, They didn't have blood timeouts, but what they would do is if the wrestlers went out of bounds, the managers would come onto the mat and wipe the blood off with some antiseptic. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. The blood that's on the mat, they are squirting with an antiseptic, getting it wiped up. We got 1:25 left in the third period. The wrestlers are in the neutral position. Sinclair leads McCurdy 3-1. It's Albia over Sheridan here at 145 pounds off the whistle. Restarting in the third period, they tie up at the center of the mat.
Important matchup here for the Blue Demons. Hugh Sinclair with the lead. Here's a drop down by McCurdy.
McCurdy's in on a single leg. Sinclair goes back to that front headlock, yep. And McCurdy wisely backs out instead of keeping the pressure on. He gave up that arm and got backed out of it before he got dumped again. 1 minute remains here, third period action. Near the edge of the mat, Sinclair pushing against
McCurdy. Oh, there's a nice double leg in there.
Double leg.
Dumped the single leg.
There's the blood deal going out. And with 50 seconds to go, they're near the edge of the mat, out of bounds with 47 and a half seconds to go. And we're going to have another blood timeout.
You lost his
He lost the plug. He lost the plug that was keeping the blood inside of his nose. It looks like it's running down into his mouth, Jason. I know that never tastes very good.
Oh, no. A little salty.
A little salty. There's just nothing great about it. But the match is 3-1. We're going to be on our feet with a 3-1 score when we resume action at 145 pounds. It's Albia's Hugh Sinclair leading 3-1 over Stephen McCurdy from Sheraton at 145 pounds. 47 and a half seconds remain in this one, Jason.
Well, this is an important one, and you know that the coaches know it. They're over here coaching up you during the blood break, and now they're going to go back at it. 47 seconds left here in an important matchup here at 145. Here's
and there's
double
a great leg. Double leg shot there by McCurdy, and he's going to be able to take Hugh Sinclair down here. He's going to have to give that up, Jason, or he's going to give up back points.
Well, he's holding on, but he's going to give up the – no, not yet, but does get the takedown. Now he's on his feet. Got
to
get the
escape
here.
3-3 with 30 seconds to go.
Boy, this is another scenario right here. Back-to-back matches between Albion and Sheraton that have come down to the final 30 seconds.
Real good double-leg shot in there by McCurdy, and he's going to do the diamond start here. So he will not cover Hugh on the elbow. He's going to cut him. He's going to cut him, so Hugh's ahead 4-3.
He's going to try to hold on
here. 4-3 the score now, 30 seconds to go. Hugh's got a hold of that arm. A wild shot there by McCurdy. Hugh with the dresser in there.
Nearly got it.
Isn't able to get it. 22 seconds remain. They're near the edge of the mat. There's a wild double leg shot by McCurdy. He knows he's behind. And with 14.4 seconds to go, we're off the mat in the neutral position. Nick Pickerel.
This is a battle right here, folks. 145, important contest.
There's 12 seconds to go, folks. Sinclair with the counter there. And off the mat they go. 6.1 seconds to go.
You're going to have to fight off this final six-second
Nick Pickerel
assault.
Tells you, get low.
There's
don't let anything happen.
McCarty,
get low.
There.
3.9.
Hugh stays low, 2 seconds. Hugh's going to hold on here, and Sinclair, will get the win. And what a contest.
4-3 victory, and the last two matchups, Jason, have been
absolutely
well contested. Hugh Sinclair gets the narrow 4-3 victory as we go to 152 pounds. Give the win 4-3 to Hugh Sinclair in an exciting 145-pound match. That narrows the Albia deficit to 8 points. The score now 27-35.
Need some bonus points here, and I'll tell you what, that was an excellent job by Stephen McCurdy, and what a great matchup there. That's a classic.
Yeah, that was a real good one. Blake Loss on the mat now for the Albia Blue Demons. He lives across the gravel road from Nick Ryan for the Sheraton Chargers, Jason, and they're good buddies, 4-H buddies, and do a lot of things together, ride four-wheelers and horses and all the things that country kids do together. Including wrestle.
A freshman on senior. Blake Lawless, a freshman. Outstanding freshman for Albia. Boffman, a taller, longer senior wrestler for the Chargers.
Well, it's an 8-point deficit right now for the Albia Blue Demons, but 24 of those points for the Blue Demons have come at the expense of the forfeit. And the open weights continue to plague the Albia Blue Demons here in the 2012 season. Just not a lot of depth for the Demons at the bottom and the top of the lineup.
Each match is a must-win for Albia if they want to get the upset or the comeback win here as a team.
Yeah, they're going to have to win this one and the next one both.
Yep.
Down by 8 points. Blake Law's a real good freshman wrestler.
Yes,
though.
He is.
he's going up against a much more experienced Jordan Baughman here at 152 pounds. But there's a good single leg off the mat by Blake Lawless, and really like what I'm seeing out of Blake Lawless.
So impressive, right, you know, he was setting that up right at the edge of the mat.
They're at the center of the mat now.
Yep.
1 minute remains, first period action, 152 pounds.
Blake, a real tough, feisty competitor. Here's a single leg shot by Lawless, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. Blake's been more of the aggressor here. Had the setups. And
well, Baughman hasn't taken a shot yet.
Oh, there's another shot by Lawless.
A long shot
Lawless.
By Lawless. Well, if he could just drop levels right now, Jason, that
right
ankle is available. Didn't see it, and it's gone now. There's 40 seconds remaining. There is a double leg sweep attempt. Not there. Now Lawless tries a front headlock. He's in the same move that Hugh was in on, but they're out of bounds. Oh, he gives him a two. Nope, does not give the takedown.
No,
Lawless had that headlock in there, wasn't quite able to execute it. Baughman came out the backside near the center of the mat. That would have been a two-point takedown, but it was out of bounds.
They're sitting right back up on the M, right in the middle of the circle.
Outside the circle. There's Lawless trying to work a little inside position as they pummel near the center of the mat. No score here. First period action, Lawless from Albia, Baughman from Sheraton. Now Lawless gets in on the inside. There's a headlock attempt by Baughman, and Lawless.
Lawless gets on the backside, gets the takedown. He did a great job, snuck that head out of the headlock, and gets the takedown with 4 seconds to go. Opening period, a great slick move there by Blake Lawless on the counter.
I was really surprised to see Baughman try that headlock. He didn't really have an excuse to try it. He was too far away, didn't have his hips under him, but he went ahead and tried it anyway. It was all arms, no hips, and when it's all arms, no hips on an Olympic headlock throw, folks, the wrestler that's trying to be thrown gets out the backside, and that's what happened for Blake Lawless. He's ahead 2-0 in an alert heads-up move to keep himself in the lead of this match. We start the second period in the neutral position. The wrestlers are sparring near their center of the mat. 2-0, the lead for Lawless.
Leg.
He's in on
a
single leg.
He's going to elevate, get the leg up. Now
Wizard counter by Baughman.
Oh,
but
great
Lawless
job.
Does a great job keeping the pressure on, pushes into the Wizard, and now he's riding with the deep waist, leading 4-0 based on that takedown at the end of the first period and this beautiful single leg takedown action. He's ahead 4-0 at 152 pounds. Lawless Albia over Baughman Sheraton.
Boy, another really good matchup right here. We're going to have a stalemate. But, for a freshman, he's witty for a freshman, and he's got that grit that you don't often see out of freshmen. They're just trying to find their way. But Blake Lawless is a tough-nosed competitor.
And we've seen some great competitive matches here, Jason. The last three in a row, you know, we saw Bryce Leshen take a 12-6 tough win over Tanner Pausch at 132 pounds. Nice two-point win hanging on for Caleb White at 138 to win 7-5. And then Hugh Sinclair with a one-point hang-on win at 145. Now you got Blake Lawless in a tight one in the second period, ahead 4-0, riding Jordan Baughman in the second period with a 4-0 lead.
And this is a must-win for your team. And then to go out there as a freshman and know that's a lot of extra pressure to have on you. But right now he's stepping up and answering the bell. 42 seconds to go. Blake Lawless out in front, 4-0, riding on top and towards the edge of the mat, trying to bar that arm back. A good fight off by the Chargers. No purpose, no
reason. We want to remind our community, Dr.
Okay,
did
we're
you
back,
kick
Scott.
Our controller.
It electricity went out.
Tell us when we're back.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Lost the electricity for just a moment, but the match has not let up on any of its electricity, Joe. And we're tied or up 4-0 here. Blake Lawless, as we go through the second period.
When we lost power, Blake Lawless was riding his opponent, Jordan Baughman, at 152 pounds with a 4-0 lead in the second period, and you missed him riding him for another minute.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the third period.
So important right here, folks. Albia trailing on the team points by 8, 35-27. down to the final two matches. This is a must-win match right here for the Blue Demons, and Blake Loss, the freshman, with that extra pressure out here, out in front, 4-0.
And a little bit unusual, Jason. Lawless picked the up position, so he must like his chances for riding
his opponent, Bauman. He rode him a long time
in that second period, and looks like he's going to try to break him down here. He's got a chicken wing put in. He's going to try to bar the arm and walk ahead. Nice job. Lawless has got the chicken wing in on the right side. Bauman posts the leg on the left side. Now they're going to be working near the out-of-bounds mark. Lawless is going to let him go out of bounds. With 1:27 to go in the third period, it's a 4-0 lead. It's Lawless from Albia over Bauman from Sheraton.
Impressive how tough Blake has been on top. We've been able to see his offensive aggression on his feet, but watching him here right on top, that's impressive stuff.
Well, he's a freshman, but he's wrestling like someone's got a lot more experience. He did a nice job there on that slow whistle from this official, Mr. Red, Mr. Green, and a couple of the Albie wrestlers have taken the bait on that slow whistle and jumped the whistle, but nice job by Blake Loss. He covers on top, and he's riding with 1:11 to go in the third period, leading 4-0, trying to work a pinning combination here and maybe get some bonus points for the Albie Blue Demons to narrow
really
this 27-35 gap. They're down 8 with this match and one more to go, Jason.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if this was college wrestling, Blake Lawless would be working on 3 minutes of riding time and those bonus points with the riding time. But right now, he's trying to get himself in a position where he can turn this wrestler so we can get to
He's got the chicken wing in now. He's got the chicken wing in on the right side again. Nick Pickerel telling him to spin around to the left side and maybe try to throw that half in on the other side. He's got him broke down, Jason, with 36 seconds to go. He's in control of the match with a four-point lead, but the Albia coaches
really
are encouraging him to get more, and he's doing a great job being aggressive. Keeping the pressure on is Blake Lawless at 152 pounds. Blake Lawless riding out his opponent, Bauman from Sheridan. He throws a half in on the right side. There's only 18 seconds to go. Now he's got him broke down, tries to run the head in the hole. Now he works the arm back behind the back. Now he gives that up. Bauman gets up to his base with 9 seconds to go. It looks like we're going to have a 4-0 score to finish this match, and Albia will go within 5 points, Jason, with their stars, junior Griffin Osen coming up. A nice 4-0 win for Blake Lawless at 152 pounds.
Really solid three straight wins here, but the two back-to-back wins by Hugh Sinclair and Blake Lawless, those were huge, huge wins. Both those guys came out there. They knew they were must-wins,
yep.
And to get those wins with everything on the line, that's impressive stuff.
And, Jason, there are a lot of wrestlers, Griffin Osing not included, that would try to push the action here at 160 pounds, knowing that you need a pin for your team to win the match. But Griffin will take his time. He'll take what's given him, and he knows that a pin with 1 second to go is just as good as a pin in the first period. So we're neutral at 160 pounds. There's an ankle pick by Griffin Osing.
Oh, yeah, he's got this.
And you know what? He's got that two-point takedown. He moves up. Let's see what he tries to do to get a pinning combination. 2-0 at 160 pounds. Osing from Albia on top, 2-0.
Albia trails by 5 here. He'll take a pin to get the win. He breaks him down to the mat. Right now, the win is important for Griffin as an individual, but the pin is what the team needs to get the W.
Griffin Osing doing a good job on top. He's taking his time. He's not really doing anything dangerous or sloppy. He's up against a tough competitor, Connor Gergerich. You know, he did a good job, qualified for districts last year. So, folks, we'll reset it for you on 96.7 KIIC. It's live wrestling action, South Central Conference action. 2-1 the score. Griffin Osing lets up his Sheraton opponent, Connor Gergerich, in a meet that features a 30-35 score. The Sheraton Chargers are on top. We're going to have a little bit of blood timeout, it looks like. Actually, Mr. Red, Mr. Green
just had a little conversation. At the end of the mat, I thought Griff went a little bit too long or too hard after the whistle, but I think they were both just falling off the mat.
All right, they're at the center of the mat now with 45 seconds remaining first period. The score is 2-1. The scoreboard says 4-1, but I believe it's 2-1.
It is 2-1. Here's an ankle pick by Griffin Osing. Not there. Now the sprawl out. Griff trying to get back to his feet. Albia needs a pin to get the win over the Chargers. 24 seconds to go here. In the opening period, Griffin Osing at 160, taking on Connor Gugrich, junior on junior. A must win with a pin for the Blue Demons. Here's a stalemate right back to the center of the mat. 11 seconds in this opening period. Griffin's one of those guys, Joe, if you know what you need and you have to get a pin, he's one of those guys you'd want out there to get it done.
Third period, I like Griffin Osing out there on the mat for me. And I think they must have given Griffin two back points there when he had that takedown because they're calling score 4-1.
Well, Griffin will start in the down position. He'll be covered by Gugrich. Griffin tries to do the stand-up.
He gets the stand-up. Gugrich down on the leg. He elevates. And now a sit-out move by Osing.
Trying to break the hands.
Now there's going to be a stall call.
Yep.
There's the stall call. Should be the stall call.
Yeah.
It's been long enough to be a stall call.
And there was no stall
call. Mr. Red, Mr. Green doesn't know about that rule, Jason.
Yeah. That is a puzzler.
Well, folks, if a wrestler stands up and the wrestler that's in the top position does not take him back down to the mat within 5 seconds, it's called stalling. And the officials, it was a new rule change 2 years ago, and some of these officials aren't as quick on it as others. That was probably 10 seconds, Jason. There's an escape, though.
5-1
the score.
So we need a pin to win. A tech falls worth five.
Tech falls worth five, so that will make the match a tie. But Griffin Osing, he knows what's at stake. He's going to be there in the end. We've got a barn burner for you folks here from the Moravia High School Gymnasium. Griffin Osing at 160 pounds in on a single leg near the edge of the mat.
Oh.
They're calling it out of bounds with 58 seconds to go. Osing ready to go. And off the whistle, Osing's first move is a single leg. Counter by Gugrich. Gergers knows what he's supposed to do, Jason. That's not get pinned. And the experienced Sheraton Jr. at 160 pounds is poised to do just that. We go through 40 seconds remaining in the second period, a 5-1 score. It's Osing over Gergerich. Osing needing the pin for the Albion Blue Demons to take this South Central Conference match.
Well, you might get a stall call here.
Well, that hasn't been something we've seen.
No.
And in both matches that the Albia wrestlers hung on to win. Caleb White and Houston Clare, a couple chances there for the official to call stalling, and neither time he did. And there's an ankle pick by Osing. He's near the edge of the mat, but he brings him in. And looks like they're still neutral with 18 seconds to go. And Coach Wanger wants to call a conference with the official. And what he's going to do, he's going to tell him that he thinks he knows what the rules are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to reset it with 18 seconds to go. Second period action.
Boy, you love the atmosphere. A lot of juice going on in here tonight.
Oh, and this gymnasium just reverberates the sound, and it's just like a boxing arena. The wooden seats, the wooden floor. Osing in on a single leg with 6 seconds to go, out of bounds.
And just the takedown, right?
Yep,
the edge
2 points.
Of the mat.
He had both feet in bounds as Gergerich fled the mat. So 7-1 the score. I think Osing's going to try to ride him out here and then maybe try some wild throw maneuver in the third period. Wouldn't that be fun to watch, Jason?
Oh, it's going to come.
See him get Gergerich on his back.
It's coming.
There it is.
Nearly got the tilt there, and it's going to go to the third period.
Whoa!
7-1.
There are fans on their feet at the Moravia High School Gymnasium. This live wrestling action being brought to you on 96.7 KIIC. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers bringing in this 160-pound match.
Oh, there's
neutral
a
position to start. Ankle
Griffin.
Pick by Osing. He gets the two-point takedown as they go off the mat. And don't be surprised, Jason, to see him cut him.
Cut him and go.
Cut him and go, or is he going to try to pin in combination for 20 or 30 seconds?
Know.
I'd say the coach is probably time to try to pin him in the next 20 or 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're going to have to start making that move quickly. And that's what he's going to do right here. He's going to go for that pinning combination. Gets the arm back.
He's got the chicken wing
in.
This
is what you'd hope for.
He's got the chicken wing in. He's going to try to run it. He's got the arm bar on the other side. He runs it. He walks it. He runs it.
Oh, he got
arm posted. He's keeping running. A great job posting. It's a great job posting by Gergerich. A great job running the chicken wing by Osing. Now he gives up the arm bar, goes to a half Nelson on the other side, and shoves him out of bounds.
Oh, they're going to get him out there. Griff was trying to pull him back onto the mat. 1:25 to go. We need a pin to win. Griffin Osing on the mat. Connor Gugrich putting up a fight here. At 160.
The Albion Blue Demons trying to improve to 3-1 in conference action.
He's got it now, and he's gonna, well, he had that arm back.
Now Gergis just stalling, but yep. Griffin Osing's probably going to try to turn him over, folks, for another 15 or 20 seconds and then let him up. And
he's got that arm back again. Real estate's the issue right here as you're towards the edge of the mat.
Yeah.
The arm's bent parallel.
Oh, Osing works the tilt. He works the tilt. He's getting back points. That's not a combination. He's going to be able to pin him, but that gives
now
him two more.
Now he switches out.
11-1, the score now. 53 seconds to go.
Get him off the mat. This is what
Griffin just needs to cut him now. And Griffin Osing is going to get a one penalty point for wrestling out of bounds, 11-2. 11-2 the score. Osing with a penalty point for continuing the action after.
The official wouldn't get the out of bounds call, and earlier they'd be barely out of bounds and he'd be calling it. So I think Griff was just trying to get the wrestler off the mat.
Well, I think the reason why the official called it is because he got slammed pretty hard.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
There's a chicken wing. Now, Griffin Osing is going to have to pin this kid twice, Jason, because this official is going to be slow to call. There's a power half. Power half in on the left side. And good time for the official to call stalling right now, but he's not going to. There's the power half in on the left side. And with 25 seconds to go, Griffin Osing needs to really work this chicken wing.
And the Gergerich goes off the mat.
And 19 and a half seconds left, Jason. I really think probably what the thing to do would be to cut him and try a throw. Looks like Osing's going to try to break him down, turn him with that chicken wing again.
He's going to have to be quick. Gets him to the mat with 16 seconds to go, trying to get that arm back.
Well, Osing's got 12 seconds to go, Jason. He's going to have to do something really fancy here. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. Potentially dangerous. And coaches are going to tell him to take neutral and try a throw. Nope. He's going to leave him in the down position.
It's got to be quick.
This is going to be a two-point win for the Sheraton Chargers. They go on to win this one 33-35. Nope, excuse me. It'll be a major decision. It'll be 34-35. Albion fans not happy. But after that 11-2 win for Griffin Osing, the Sheraton Chargers take this one by a point.
Hey, congratulations. The Chargers put up a fight there, and the run that the Blue Demon has made here at the end to make it as tight of a contest as it was. Kudos to those guys as well. Really, four really strong matches to end this contest with. Congratulations to both squad. The Blue Demons will come up short in the South Central Conference dual meet. Open spots, Joe, really taking a toll on this team. You've got contested wrestlers that can contest and wrestle with anybody, but those open spots you got 30 points you're giving up every contest.
Sheraton only scored 11 points on the contested matches, Jason. So why don't we send it back to the studio, get you guys a couple of announcements from our great sponsors for the Albion Blue Demon and Sheraton Charger wrestlers, and we'll bring it back and give you the recap here from the Moravia High School Gymnasium. Don't go anywhere. We got more live wrestling action coming right up.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albion? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery has a gift that fits everyone, a gift card. Don't miss your chance to win a new bow to be drawn for at the end of the 3D League starting in January. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer. You'll jingle all the way when shopping at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, opens 7 days a week. This week, Coke product 24 packs are $6.49 plus deposit. There's a super buy on Black Velvet Canadian Whiskey, 1.750 ounces, $13.99 plus deposit. Natural Light 12 packs are $6.49, and cans or bottles of Busch and Busch Light 12 packs are $7.69. Refreshing savings at Jim and Charlie's.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.